It's early June and it's quiet at Sitka's Ferry Dock. Two kids run around the empty terminal parking lot. Someone walks their dog, but nobody's lined up to board. And there's been no sign of the blue, white, and yellow Alaska Marine Highway System ferries here since late January. If all goes according to plan, the MV Matanuska will end that silence on July 7th, when it's scheduled to stop here on its way back south to Bellingham. That is, if repairs to its production gear are finished in time. Currently, the ship is dry docked in Ketchikan Shipyard. Spokesperson Sam Dapsevich says all of the vessels are on track to meet scheduled service demands.
We are in a kind of a fluid environment right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, so if there are changes to that situation, we will make sure to notify the public immediately. But we, as of right now, we expect them all to be online as scheduled.
Sitka was supposed to get 5 port calls in May and 8 to 9 ferries a month through September. But maintenance issues and the COVID-19 pandemic put service on hold. Now, the town is set to receive ferry service just once a week. Southbound service 1 week and northbound the next. Compared to some other communities in Southeast Alaska, Sitka does have more avenues for transportation, like service from 2 barge companies and regular Alaska Airlines flights. But that doesn't mean that almost 6 months without ferry service hasn't had an impact on Sitkins. Like Hannah Green, who was scheduled to ship her truck from Bellingham to Sitka on the ferry in February.
2 days before the ferry was supposed to leave, we got a call saying the trip's been canceled. We can rebook for next month. So we're like, wait, what?
Green kept rebooking her truck, and the ferry kept canceling the sailings. The logistics were frustrating, she says, and expensive. She was making payments and paying insurance on a truck she wasn't using. Eventually, she just decided to barge it up.
We ended up having to go with AML, which was like almost twice as much. It was $900 more. So we ended up having to just go that route because at least we could count on it.
Not all ferry service has been on hold in recent months. Service between Juneau, Hoonah, Angoon, Haines, and Skagway has continued, for example. Dapsevich says the biggest reason for continued service to some communities in the region and not others is distance.
The Tasalena is a day boat, and it's limited in how far it can do a round trip in 1 day. It does not have crew quarters on board. So Angoon and Hoonah, Haines and Skagway are all within reach of Juneau, where the vessel is homeported. It can't reach Sitka or Cake and return to Juneau within the Coast Guard 12-hour or 14-hour day time limits that we have.
Joel Jackson is the president of the Organized Village of Cake. For much of this winter, flights through Alaska seaplanes have been the only option for people coming or going from the Kuprinoff Island village of around 550. He says the lack of service has affected elders traveling to medical appointments who sometimes can't get in and out of float planes. It's also been difficult for school sports teams and people trying to shop for groceries and construction materials in Juneau.
The Alaska Marine Highway is our highway, like anybody else's highway. We heavily depend on it.
The ferry system contracted with a private company to do 2 scheduled runs to Cake in February and March, and the community is scheduled to receive service starting June 22nd. First from the MV Leconte, and then an added stop by the MV Matanuska. Both are currently undergoing repairs. Jackson says that after a winter without regular ferry service, he welcomes whatever they can get.
We would like more, but, you know, we have to be realistic like everybody else. Are we going to have the traffic to warrant that?
Some service to Yakutat, Pelican, and Tenneke is scheduled to resume this month as well. For Tenneke, that looks like 3 visits before their dock closes for repairs until at least February. Currently, there are no schedules posted past early October on the Alaska Marine Highway System's website. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Mary McKinstry.